We are learning Maseches Bamatzia, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, and we're starting from the Gemara on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, right after the Mishnah. So we learned in the Mishnah that Hazav Koines Kesef, which means Zav Exider Peiros and Kesef Exider Currency. Masni Lo Rebbe Le Reb Shimon Berei. Rebbe was learning with his son. This is later on in his life. He learned with his son the Mishnah, and he learned. He say his guards like our Mishnah. Hazav Koines Kesef. That Zav is the Peiros and Kesef is currency. Amalei Rebbe. Amalei. Rav Shimon told his father, Rebbe, Shonos Lono V'Yadusra, when we used to be younger, used to read this Mishnah, Kesef Koines Zav. That Kesef is the Peiros and Zav is the currency. And now you're teaching us the opposite. Hazav Koines Kesef. Now you're teaching that the Zav is the Peiros. So the Marshal explains that he was making sure Rebbe is not like losing it and just getting confused. So he wanted to know if this is true. And it seems like, oh, yeah, Rebbe said, yeah, I was Chayzer. So more wants to know, what did he hold when he was younger? What did he hold when he got older? Gemara explains, since Zav is more Choshev, so I have a Tivet. That's considered the currency. Kasbad loy Choshev, Kesev is not so Choshev, have a Peiro. That's considered the Peiros. But currently a Peiro le Tivet. And the Peiros is, but currently a Peiro le Tivet. And the Peiros, when you become a Shicha, you kind of the Tivet. Mizaknusei, which is the way our Mishnah says, Sova Kaspa is better. Kaspa is better. Why? Kaspa the Charif, which is more usable as currency, have a tiva. That's the money. The Hava, the Loi Charif, Zav, which is not so easy to use, I guess because it's a bigger coin, it's harder to use. Who has change of a $1,000 bill, for example, something like that? The Loi Charif, have a Peira. But Konilei Peiro L'Tivas. That becomes the Peiros, even though it's more Choshev, but that's considered the Peiros, and the Konilei Peiro L'Tivas, and the Kesef considered the currency. So that's what happened B'Ziknusa. And the Gemara have a whole discussion here, which one's the Iker? There's a big machlokes here, is Zav considered the currency, or Kesef considered the currency? Omer Ravashi, Ki Yalduse Mestavra. I like the way he learned in the Yalduse, that the Zahav was the currency. I like that better. You know why? Because Nechtoni and Nechoshes Koines Kesef. Because definitely the Mishnah right afterwards says, and Nechoshes Koines Kesef, which means Nechoshes compared to Kesef, Kesef is currency. So the Gemara is like this. Yeah, Bishlam and Kasva Gabi to have a pay rava. If you tell me that when you compare silver to gold, the silver is the pay rise. Hainu, the Katoni, by the way, Nechoshes Koines Kesef, the Alfi Gabi to have a pay rava, even though the Kesef is considered pay rise when you compare it to Zav. But legavin nechayshes tivava. That's a very good chiddush. We're saying like this: if you garish the beginning of Mishnah is that kesef is considered peiros, so the chiddush is when a chayshes compares to kesef, kesef turns into the currency. But now that we're saying, I'll say it outside first. Now that we're saying that kesef is better than zav, so you have to tell me kesef is better than chayshes. Of course, if kesef is more currency than zav, which is more chashev, so of course kesef is better than chayshes.
Maybe
even
bigger.
Yeah, very good. So. So the Gemara is like this: Iyam kesef gavi da hava pei rahava ha'in dekatoni and achoshes koines kesef. The af gavi da hava pei rahava, even though the gavi zav kesef considered pei rahava, gavi achoshes tivava. Eli amrit kaspo the gavi da hava tivava. But if you hold that kesef, even gavi zav which is more choshev, is considered money currency. Eli amrit kaspo the gavi da hava tivava has to gavi da hava the choshev nei amrit tivava madach the gavi zohav. Which is more choshev is considered tiva, like gavin choshev, the iu choshev, the iu charev has both miles. Kesef has both miles on the choshev. First of all, it's more choshev. Second of all, it's more charev. Mimbayi, you ever tell me? If it's better than zav, of course it's better than choshev. Because it's better than choshev two ways. So tomorrow, no. Itzrich, sag gedaitach amina, hani priti, ba'asra de sagye, inu charif yitem kaspa. And the places where you use it, it's even better than kesef, more usable than kesef. More even better than silver. Some places don't use it at all. We'll explain this outside to make it real. The Ritva explains like this: that when you go into the into jewelry district, so there maybe zav is used a lot there. That's the currency. But zav or kesef is the currency. But if you go into the dollar store or you go into the fruit store, there you can't use zav or kesef. Zav or kesef. A kesef is like worth like equivalent today of a $100 bill, and a zav is like a $1,000 bill. You can't, you don't go into the fruit store or into the dollar store and use a $100 bill. So people have to have frutos. So in those marketplaces where they have the small chanuyos, where they're buying bottles of milk and eggs, there's tons of frutos there. That's the ikka currency. That's the ikka thing they exchanged there. So you would think that a chayish is even better than kesef. It's more Charev than Kesef. Mashalan is that since not everywhere is it usable, you go to some places, you go to the diamond district, Taka, the diamond district, Taka pennies are worthless. You can't use Nechayesh at all. No one's bringing a wheelbarrow of Nechayeshes. So since someplace it's not currency at all, so Lloyd plugged and he said, no, that's not currency. So that's the bottom line that we figured it out, even fee the way Ziknusa, even this way he said that Kesef is better than Zav, still you have a Chiddush that Nechayeshes is still payers klapi Kesef. Zog the Maravaitam, Ba'af Rav Chiyah Sova, Da'ava Tevava. Rav Chiyah also held, like, not like our Mishnah, like the Alduse of Revi, that the Hava Tivava, Zov is considered currency. How do we know that? Because smack a story here. The Rav, Oizif Dinrei Meberate de Rav Chiyah. Rav Chiyah actually was his uncle, so he needed money, and he borrowed money from his cousin, his first cousin, Rav Chiyah's daughter. And he borrowed Zov. He borrowed Zov, Dinrei Zov. And he borrowed from her. L'soifa Yaka Dinrei. Lemaisa, Tommy came back and went up in price. Which means like this. He borrowed, let's just take one dinazov, to make it simple. He borrowed one dinazov. A dinazov at that point was worth 25 dinar kasef. The time he had to pay back, it was already worth 30 dinar kasef. He got out of that zov 30 dinar kasef. So now, I'm going to pay you back a zov. I'm paying you back more. Maybe it's Shiloh Rivers. That was the story. Because it went up in price, the dinar. Now,
he's paying back the same five.
Same dinner. Same dinner. Yeah, same dinner. But not 25.
Even if I gave back the same coin.
Same coin, right. So Yaka Dinri. So that's why he had a Shaila. He didn't pass him. So he had a Shaila. So Yaka Dinri, also came to Rav Chiyah, on Malay, Zil Shimla, Tavim Tekilim. Go pay her, Tavim Tekilim. We'll pay her regular, beautiful dinner, pay her. Not prime ribbons. More wants to know why. Why is not prime ribbons? Iyam Bishlama to have a Tivava Shaper. If Zav is a currency, we understand that that's not considered ribbis. Like probably what you're saying, if I borrow a dollar for a dollar, I give back a dollar. Who cares if I could buy more from a dollar? That has to do with inflation, nothing to do with the dollar. The dollar is gewaldig. The dollar is perfect. The dollar stays steady, the currency, so it's good. But if you learn that the havas payris, there's something called sa'ah b'sa'ah, that midrabbanan at least, if I lend you a basket of payris, you're not allowed to do that. I'm not allowed to lend you a basket of payris. Why? Because, and maybe when you give me back the basket of payris, it'll be worth more, and that'll be ribbis. That's the issa called sa v'sa. So, kasha is, if the dinrei zav are considered, if it's considered payris, so it should be promised sa v'sa. Eliyam, it's payra hava, havali sa v'sa v'asa. That it should be sa v'sa, and it's asa. And this is halacha l'maisa. You're not allowed to lend a guy a basket of payris, because it might go up in price. And the only way it's mutter, we'll see, there's different ways that it's mutter, but possibly you can't lend a guy a basket of payers, because he'll pay back a basket of payers, go up in price. So here, I
lend
it.
Can't lend your neighbor $5.
I know, waiting for that, ask us, we're going to speak it in a second. Va'asr, havalei sovas of asr. So the more Rav, dinri havalei. He had dinrim in stock, but keeping the havalei dinri, he had his own dinri. He needed more. Since he had dinrim, nasa ka'imala, it's like he says, alveni ach yove b'ni ach ensem eftech, that I'm lending money until my son comes back or I find the keys to get that dinner. The dinner is that saw b'saw, which is peris to peris, is mutter. If I have one peri, it's called yeshloi, then I'm allowed to borrow more peris. And the lomdan says that I look at the one peri I have, still I paid you back right away, and then it went up in yorushos, went up in price. That's the lomdan. It went up in yorushos. So there's a heta saw b'saw called yeshloi, and the chiddush is even you have one peri is enough. So here, Rav had one dinner, therefore I have a heta yeshloi. Now, before we go, Vaito, to tell you all around the sugya, I just want to speak out. So when is Sava Sava Mutter? Sava Sava is Mutter in three different ways. Either it's Yeshloi, if you have one. Another way is Yotza Hashar. If there's a set price on this thing right now when I lend it to you, also the halacha is that it's no problem with Sava Sava. And the third way, if you're the Ramah says a Dava Mu'it, is also something that's even if it goes up, it won't even be negligible. So then also it's Mutter to lend things. So therefore, you're allowed to lend eggs to your neighbor, because first of all, if you have one egg, you have yeshloi. If it's yotza hashar, also be mutter. Eggs are a little bit shared to yotza hashar because they change all the time, so it's not yotza hashar. But it's not a het to call dava muad, that it's a negligible amount, and therefore, if you lend them eggs, you back eggs, you're not going to realize it's het to dava muad, and therefore It's anything that's less than a dollar. The time you give back, it'll be less than a dollar. It's always good. It's a small amount. It's never going to be a big amount. Even if it's near a dollar, it's not a big amount. There's a het adav mu'at according to Ramah. If you're a Svardi, you have to. It's a big shayla what Maran holds about that shayla. Now the question of the Gemara is that Rav didn't know about the het of Yashloi. He came to Rav Chiya and said, "What should I do? I have a rivers problem. Rav is Rav. Rav is the biggest Amoraim we have. He's almost a Tana." So he went to Rav Chiya and says, "You know, what do we do? I have Sava Sava Shaila." So first, that was the Shaila he had in Ribbis. So he answered, "No, you have Yashloi. You have a dinner." So what was the Shaila? So the Taz in Shulchan Aruch says, the Kshmak Abshad, he says, that it says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to have Yediyah. Both of you have to know that's Yashloi. If not, like, it's like, it looks like you're doing Ribbis. So his question was, I didn't tell her that I had one. And we still did this Hava. So is that fine? Nah, maybe Akav Yediyah. So he said, "No, but the evidence is fine. If you don't have idea, if the evidence is fine, that's what he said. You know you have a dinner. You know you have a dinner." So that's how he learns the Gemara very smack. But upon him coming out of here, it's not a Raya of Chia holds that it's Kesef, because it could be it's here, it's Paris, and still you have a Heta of Yeshloi. The Heta of Yeshloi. Aveni Ashi Yovani means Yeshloi, he has it, just it's not available this second. Omar Rava. High Tana, following Tana Sava, the Havatavav. That Zav is considered currency, like the Yalduse of Rebbe. The Tanya that writes Pruta Shamru, when it says Pruta, like Gavi Kedusha Isha, we'll see in a second, Gavi Kedushin, it means Shamra Echad Mishmain of Isra Talki, 1/8 of an Isra Talki. We might not have Kedusha Isha, we know Kedushin has to be a Pruta. So the way you figure it out is 1/8, it's 1/8 of an Isra. What's an Isra? Isra Echad Mishmain of Baba Dinashal Kesef. It's 1/24 of a Dinashal Kesef. Lemay Nafkimino Mechamemka. Nafkimino is that if you sell a dinner for more than 24 isrin, you're working into the shayla of oino, and if it's more than a shdos, you have to give it back. So you should know that the price of isr is 24 to the kesef, and dinner shel kesef is ekram isr mechamisha of a dinner shel zav, and dinner shel kesef is 1/25 of a dinner shel zav. And my nafkimino pidin aben, nafkimino is pidin aben. Why? Because pidin aben is 5 shkolim, a shekel is a sela, and a sela is 4 dinar kesef. But everything works out with the Zav. Everything goes with the Zav. So basically, how much is Pidin HaBen? 5 times 4 is 20. And usually there's 25 Kesef in a Zav. So technically, Pidin HaBen is 4/5 of a Dinah Zav. 4/5 of a Dinah Zav is Pidin HaBen. You have to always know that. So that means if somehow the Zav goes down, and now Zav only equals 20 Shlom of Kesef, so you get back a fifth of a Dinah Zav. That's what you get back. That's you get back for change. When you give the kain a dinner zav, you get back a fifth of a dinner zav. It goes up to 30, same thing. You'll get back 6 dinner kesef.
Dinner zav, it doesn't have to be that kesef.
So he holds dinner zav is considered, that's the dinner currency. Currency is dinner zav. Dinner zav is currency. That's the currency, and therefore it works a 4/5 of the mixed difference. What it is, with gold, silver, anything, makes a difference. They don't think I have to give silver for a thing. No, of course not. Okay. But like upon him. And in any case, the halacha is that the way you figure it out is with zav. So Mara says, "Bishla iyan bishlama tivahava." If you hold that zav is to the currency, mishar tana vidi the kits. So therefore, we're saying pidyon haben works with something that has a standard. Eli amet peirava. If zav is to the peiris, I'm mishar tana vidi the oikav zol. You're figuring out the din of pidyon haben, and something goes up and down. Sometimes we're giving too little to the kohen, sometimes giving too much. How could you figure everything out with the zav? El shmami no, tevav shmami no. See from here that zav is to the currency and shmami no. So what was it coming out? That was saying zav is to the currency. Frank Taisvis, so I don't understand. So how do you figure out the pruto 1/8 of the isser? Is it to go up or down? And how do you figure out by Mechamemkar the Issa to the Kesef? If Zav is the currency, so how's the rest of the Mishnah? Pidyon HaBen is good now. What about the rest of the price? Look at Taisus. Taisus says, no, you're right. Everything goes with the Din Zav, which means you figure this thing out, and you know how much a Pruta is? 1 out of 4,800 of a Din Zav. And how do you figure it out? If you take off your shoes and socks, we'll figure it out. It's very simple. There's 1 out of 8, and then Issa goes to 24, which is 192. 192 times 25 is how much? 4,800. I told you, but it's very easy to figure it, because 25 times 200 is how much?
4,800.
No, 5,000. 5,000. Missing 8 out of 192. 8 times 25 is 200, it's 4,800. So even like someone who like failed 8th grade probably could get this one. So 1 out of 4,800. If 1 out of 4,800 is the shear, so pruto is 1 out of 400 out of zav. Like, that's the context Tosfos speaks out. That's the maskal echad, if you want to see it inside. That's just the hashta kulam mashav din shazav. Let's see though. Something more about it. Not awesome. We're going to have here now a Mishnah of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And we're going to have, at the end of the day, three of them shot of Nochalis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But if you have to stay a long time to finish it, because it ends on Memhei and Beis. Toshima. Tan Hassan. Beis Shammai Armrim. This is talking about Maisa Shani. Maisa Shani, if you have too many payers, it says in the Pasuk, with Sarta Kesef Yadecha, Midarais, no problem. You take the payers, you switch it into Kesef, and then you carry the Kesef up to Yerushalayim. Let's say Baruch Hashem, this guy, to Gavaldi, a crop that year, and he lands up with 3,000 silver coins. He's a big Gvir's guy. He owns a lot of nursing homes, a lot of fields. 3,000 silver coins. So he says, I'm bringing 3,000. I want to switch it into Zav. Be much less. You divide 3,000 by 25. That tack, you need a thing. 3,000 and 25, you're gonna divide it. Much less coins. Mamish, much less coins. So could I do that? I have now Kesef. I didn't know. I didn't know how good my year will be. A bunch of Kesef. I want to switch it into Zav. Is that mutter or not? Now, look, is I'm allowed to switch Kesef into Paris when it comes to Tzadik Kesef Yadach. So what could I do? What's Allah? Talk to Mishnah.
Into gold?
Yeah, of course. That's a good question. Very good question. They'll be telling the same Hashayah, it's payers or not. It's a good question. Tanasa. Beishami Omerim, lo yasa odom siloim din rezov. I cannot switch a siloim din rezov. Beishami says, I cannot switch a siloim din rezov. Why? Pasha Beishami holds that din rezov exceeded payers. I can't do that. Beishami basically holds like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says din rezov exceeded payers. I can't do that. Beisilim atirim, beisil os mutter. Rabbi Yechonim Rash Lakish, chad oma machloikis besloim adinrim. Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish argue. One says, the Machlokes says, Dafka by Shlom Adinrim. The Beis Shammai Sovri, Kaspa Tiva, the Kesev is currency, but they have a Peira, the Tiva Peira Machlini. You can't switch Tiva onto Peiras. Or Beis Shammai Sovri, Kaspa Peira, Kesev is considered Peiras. But they have a Tiva, and they have a considered currency. What? Not like a Mishnah, Beis Shammai, yeah. But Tiva, Kaspa Peira, they have a Tiva. Or Peira, Tiva Machlino. You let him do Peiras on Tiva? I have a Paris ad dinrim, but if he this one on the either Yechon or Shlokish, he has a Paris ad dinrim, Paris onto the dinrim, which is Zav, that's Divya Akom Echalina. Everyone called you could do it. Even though it's a Paris clap a Kesef, but everyone agrees you could do it. Why? My timer. Me dava Kesef Beisilel. Kesef le Beisilel, afagav de Kaspa le gav dava Perahava. Let's look at this, right? Beisilel says you can't, Beisilel holds you could switch the Kesef to the Zav. That means what does he hold? Kesef is Paris. But still, how did it land up in the Kesef? It must be you allow Paris to go into Kesef. So just like the Beis Hillel's currency, which is Paris, you let us switch the Paris onto that. So midava Kesef Beis Hillel, le Beis Hillel, after Kesef, we got to have a Paira Hava. Le Gabi Paira Tiva Hava, le Gabi Paris Tiva, Zov Namir le Beis Shammai, after Gav, the Dahava, le Gabi Kesef Paira Hava, even though there's Zov, and next to Kesef is Paris, but still, le Gabi Paira Tiva Hava. So that's a one man the Yom says. Either Yechon or Shlokos holds that even though we're arguing here, could I switch Kesef into Zav because maybe Zav is better, it's currency, but everyone agrees. Let's say the man the Yom holds, let's say Beis Shammai holds, and he cannot switch Kesef into Zav because Zav is Paris, but he still agrees I could put Paris into the Zav. Why? Because it's not worse than Paris and Kesef going to Beis Hillel. V'chad amano, af Paris adinri machlekes. Machlekes is there also, which means Beis Shammai holds Zav is real Paris. That's what he holds. Freight the moral of Mandiyam, Afer Zim Rechlekes, so Adamifki Rasalma Dimrim, if you're arguing making Kesef into Zav, look like Paris Adimrim, say even a bigger Kiddush. I can't even put Paris into Zav. Even Kali Paris is to the Paris. So say a bigger Kiddush. Why don't we argue, if you want to bring out this point that Zav is real Paris, say the Mechlekes by Paris onto Zav. That's a much better way of bringing it out. But the Mandiyam, Afer Zim Rechlekes, Adamifki Rasalma Dimrim, lift like a Paris Adimrim. Say Ochagis of Paris on Dinrim, which just brings that more to point. So I'm going to know. Because if the Paris on Dinrim, have Amina Hanimili of Paris on Dinrim, you say Dafka Paris on Dinrim is weird. There's a Madiyama who says that it's Sir currency. Ava Slom on Dinrim, maybe everyone agrees, Moidlem Be Silla Be Shammai, everyone will agree maybe there, to the Havala Gabi Kaspa Perava. The Kapi Kesef, maybe it's for sure Paris, everyone will agree. So therefore, Veloy Mechalina, Kamash Lon, that even by Slom on Dinrim, the halacha is that you could do it according to Beis Hillel. So come out, this man the Yama holds that the Mechlokes is by both. By Paris al Dinrim, you can't even do Paris on Zav. according to Basila. According to Beishamah, rather. You can't do Paris onto the Zov. Zov is so much Paris. I can ask me why I say, Midi da Hava Beisila, or onto that Taina, feed the second law, the second Mandiyama. So you have to say that still Kesef is better, because Kesef has a Milo, it's very Charif. So even if you say that Kesef Klape Zov is not called currency, why? Because you don't go with Charif when it comes to Chashev. But if it's more chashev than something else, then kesef will be a currency. So kesef is better, because kesef has two things. It's more chashev than the peiros, and it's also charev. Imagine klapi zav, it's more chashev. So there, you could have said it's a chilek. But peiros to zav, there you could say that there it's different, because there, maisa, the zav is not charev at all. So there, you could say that peiros will not be switching to zav, even though peiros be switching to kesef, according to Beis Hillel. So that's, right now, the first beer, Mechalikis to Beisham Beis Hillel. The Mechalikis is, if zav is considered peiros, not the Mechalikis. And then we had another Mechalikis, Be'ekam Shlokish, what about peiros into zav, according to Beisham? Is it such peiros that you can't even do peiros into peiros, or it's only peiros klapi kesef? That's the Shiloh. And next year, we'll continue.